بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has prohibited us from using any insulting or derogatory word towards anyone, especially when it comes to a person's appearance or a person's race or a person's background. When we find fault, not only in a person, in any creation of Allah, we refer to it as unattractive in its natural form. If we look at something in its natural form, we look at a person in his natural form. He did not do anything to disfigure his appearance. His natural form, and we refer to it as unattractive or ugly. Or we look at, for example, any creation of Allah, and we refer to it as ugly or unattractive. Or we sort of insult it in some way because of the way it looks. Then in reality, we are insulting and we are expressing our dislike with the maker who has made it. Like a product. When you receive a product and you are unhappy with the product, you are not directing your unhappiness towards the product. What does the product have to do with it? The product had nothing to do in its manufacturing. The product had nothing to do. It was out of the product's control how it was going to look and how it was going to appear. Its appearance was out of its control. You are insulting and you are criticizing the manufacturer. The same applies when it comes. So before we hurl an insult or refer to someone or a creation of Allah as unattractive, just think about the consequence of what we are saying and what actually we are referring to. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the principle and the rule when it comes to the creation of Allah. He says, كُلُّ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ حَسَنٌ. Every creature and creation of Allah is beautiful. In its natural form, it is beautiful. And that should be our approach towards everything that Allah has created. May Allah grant us understanding.